You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Odi Ighalo to score and Watford to win was 5-2, now 3-1. And Callum Wilson to score and Bournemouth to win was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 6-1. Tom, I see this as a difficult game to assess. Watford, having beaten West Ham away and Manchester United at home, could barely make it out of their own half at Turf Moor on Monday, losing 2-0. While Bournemouth got stuffed at the Etihad, went out of the cup against Preston North End and then beat Everton 1-0 at the Vitality. Four of the last five meetings between the clubs have been draws. Will this one be a draw as well, Tom?
Yeah, I think it could be. I mean, Watford were completely bullied on Monday night, and I mean completely by Burnley. I mean, it was set pieces, but Bournemouth don't play that way, do they? So, I don't know, this is a concerning one. I mean, all these Saturday 3 o'clock kickoffs this weekend, I mean, every team seems to be trying to bounce back or get a run going, or they're not playing well, and the inconsistency of Watford would be a little bit of a concern. But I think at home, and I think the way Bournemouth will kind of approach it, I think we'll probably play into Watford's hands. I'm going for goals in this one. I'm unsure of the result. I'm even unsure about the draw. I might look at both score no draw at 13-8, but this is a game where I see plenty of goals in it. I really do. I'm going to look at the over 3.5 at 12-5. Bournemouth don't often score more than one. It's 11 games since they last scored more than one goal in a match, which is so unlike Bournemouth. And they seem to have lost that little bit of swagger that they had when they came in at the Premier League, and they had as they moved up through the divisions. But I think the way Watford will approach it, as I say, I think it will be open. And I fancy Bournemouth on the counter-attack to get on the score sheet. Watford have only had one clean sheet in the last 17 Premier League matches. So I'm going goals in this. And I'm going to take the plunge on over 3.5 at 12-5.
Derek?
I've got no idea about the 90-minute results. The draw looks a big player, obviously. I can't believe what I saw from Watford. If I hadn't seen that game on Monday, I'd have lumped on them this one, because I watched them against Man United and they looked sensational. But they were just appalling against Burnley. I said last week they'd bully Burnley. It was the opposite. They got bullied by the Clarets. It was inexplicable how bad they were. And maybe that's going to be the story of the season in the Premier League, because Bournemouth as well, I can never catch them right. I couldn't see that result against Everton last week. And a month of Sunday is unbelievable. So it's probably the most difficult of all fixtures to call this weekend, on a very trappy weekend for punters. I'm going to just play I'll have a little dabble on both teams to score just under the even money mark. I think it's 7-10.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.